This is IGN.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Rated M for more violence. This is your IGN review of EA Sports UFC 5 by Tanner Smith. It can be difficult for an MMA game to balance two seemingly contradictory halves, being both a satisfying sports simulation as well as a satisfying fighting game. Lean too hard towards simulation and you could alienate all but the most dedicated fans, but move too far toward the crowd-pleasing violence of something like Mortal Kombat and you might stray from that as real as it gets tagline instead. Finding the perfect mix of both sides is what makes EA Sports UFC 5 the best MMA game to date. It definitely balances these approaches into something much more fluid and lifelike than past entries, while also raising the stakes of every hit thanks to an impressive new damage system, which makes matches more exciting, risky, and rewarding. UFC 5 is the first game in the series to carry an M for Mature ESRB rating, and it's not hard to see why. In UFC 4, fights never felt as high stakes as they do in a real MMA match, mainly because visible injuries were few and far between, and wounds didn't continually bleed over time. Additionally, a finish was often necessitated by a health event from a particularly damaged area, such as the head, body, or legs, which was hard to see coming at a glance. UFC 5 counteracts this by making the results from damage much more realistic, with more sophisticated health events that have a deeper impact on the player. For example, if you take a lot of shots to the face, it could break your nose and create cuts above your eyes. Icons in the shape of eyes and lungs will then appear under your health bar as a result, indicating both a loss of vision and difficulty breathing for your fighter. This can leave you with diminished capabilities, forcing you to make tough but rewarding decisions to either weather the storm and heal up between rounds, or go for broke and try to finish your opponent before it's too late. The animations on fighter faces have undergone significant changes, with a total of 64,000 facial injury combinations possible. The results are unique to each fight, accruing minute by minute and round by round. This means that a cut you open up on an opponent in round one can be exploited throughout the rest of the match, until there's a finish or a potential doctor stoppage, a newly added feature where, just like in real life, a doctor will step in, assess the damage, and discern if a fighter is fit to continue. In addition to depicting damage very vividly, blood and sweat from strikes will drop and accrue on the mat itself, so you can see the result of your work in a Jackson Pollock-like design below you as the fight continues. The new damage system is further complemented by UFC 5's knockout finishes, which show a highly cinematic slow-motion replay that feels like you're watching a finishing move in Tekken rather than a simple replay in a sports game. The revised damage system and slow-motion KO replays completely augmented my approach. Earning a KO has never been more satisfying, and I found myself chasing them no matter the risk they incurred. And that's partly because there are impressive new fall animations for KO'd fighters from the standing position, where they'll drop face first into the mat, which have a depth and weight to them that look like an actual person dropping to the ground. UFC 5's next-gen presentation is a significant improvement overall, with well-animated pre-fight walkouts and post-fight announcements that better mirror actual UFC broadcasts. Attack animations are much, much smoother too, as the control system within UFC 5 has undergone a pretty significant overhaul for the better. Every move I attempted felt more fluid, real, and responsive, making UFC 4 seem positively clunky in comparison. Striking your opponent, especially with kicks, is refreshingly crisp and authentic, both looking better while giving you more agency over your fighter. Defense has also been redone as blocks are much stronger, preventing flash knockouts and easy overpowering. There's a real snap to the movements now, and that added sense of realism is more exciting as I was able to build combos better and move much more nimbly than before. Another really nice touch is how smaller weight classes move much faster than the heavier ones, mirroring reality, which creates more variety fight to fight. The new flow-based grappling and renewed submission system also removes the annoying mini-games that plagued UFC 4. There's also a hybrid setting where both simplified and complex choices are presented, which I really liked because it made it easier for me to escape from the bottom position by just pushing the left stick up. It also made doing more complex moves on top easier, so I could change positions quickly and then select a more complicated submission move to try. UFC 5's career mode is the main attraction here, and I'm pleased to say that it's deeper and more engaging than ever before. Career mode is given a fresh coat of paint with an improved homepage, as well as some lifestyle fixes, such as the ability to simulate trainings that you've already completed in order to get to your fight quicker, instead of grinding for 40 minutes on repetitious drills before every match. The final major innovation to note in UFC 5 is online career mode. The online ranked fights and quick fights are still available, but for the first time, you're able to take a custom fighter into online competition and earn evolution points to improve their attributes. If you're planning to use the same fighter you build a career mode with, you'll only be able to transfer their appearance but not their attributes. And while this might seem frustrating at first, it really helps even the playing field. You won't be able to outclass anyone right away unless it's on pure playing ability and vice versa. As someone who really appreciates both the offline career mode and online play, I am really excited to spend more time with this mode. You tend to get a lot more unique, even strange fights when playing against a real person on the other side of the octagon. EA Sports UFC 5 is the best MMA game yet. Its next-gen presentation and refreshed mechanics are a dramatic improvement over previous games in the series, allowing for a more seamless and exciting recreation of the sport. The new damage system makes adjusting your strategy mid-fight more involved, with plenty of risk versus reward decisions, making both offline and online modes all the more enjoyable and replayable. Career mode has been fine-tuned with welcome lifestyle improvements and a deeper story with Coach Davis. UFC 4 may have been the best MMA game mostly due to a lack of competition, but UFC 5 stands a class above it, earning that title on its own merits as both an amazing sports simulation game and fighting game alike. EA Sports UFC 5's IGN score? 9. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for more EA Sports UFC 5 updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.